Amen. It's easy to say amen than to actually surrender ourselves in what is God is asking of you. What is it God is asking of you? Yes, it's an amazing song. I surrender. It's all yours. It's all yours. My heart is yours. My life is yours. As I was just worshiping the Lord about, yes, I'm yours. And then you know what? Suddenly you just realize something, though you know, but you just get into the part where it says, you know what? Actually, it's amazing. You know, when it says, forever I am yours, I am not until Lord's, until I leave the earth. The greater is to come is, after leaving the earth, still I am God's, because he's coming and I'm going to be with him. And it's to say, I'm yours forever. I'm not just here while I'm on the earth, but as God has promised, as Jesus has declared, Lord, you have opened that eternity for me. It's not just while I'm here, but forever and ever, I am yours. It's an amazing promise, isn't it? It's an amazing thing when God speaks to you and say, you know what, I'm not really, really bothered. I'm not really worried about what's happening here. Yes, it's going to be next 20, 30, 40 years, but then still forever, I am his. Amazing promise. Praise God for that. Thank you very much, Auntie Claudette, for bringing that song to us. Let's pray before we go to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for leading us through the time of worship, the time of reflecting on you for what you have done on that cross for us during communion. Thank you, Lord, through the time of offering, how much you have given us that we are able to give you back something that what you have given us. And thank you, Lord, for this time of word that you are going to speak to us. And we just want to glorify your name in everything we do. Thank you for the word that is given to us. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to start with an incident that happened recently. You know what? Everybody has something to say one day. Do you have those moments? You know what? One day I will get there, or one day I'll do this thing, or one day I will achieve my dream. One day, there will be such thing of yes. Though we have been running in that journey, we'll be still looking at and thinking, one day I'll do this. The other day, I was driving. And just hear what I'm saying. Do not hear what I'm not saying. So, I was driving, and I'm driving a courtesy car due to an accident that happened. Praise God. Yes, it was really good to hear the testimonies. Last week, we heard Millie's testimony, where we heard that she was actually raised from the deathbed, receiving God's promise. And this Sunday, today, to hear about Uncle Richard being clear of cancer. Isn't it amazing? Oh, God is so amazing. You know what? We'll be thinking, and as I was just driving this car, which is a courtesy car, I'll have to mention that because I'm driving a good car, so I just want to make sure that I'm driving a courtesy car. This, I picked up somebody. And when I picked him up, he said, Joel, I wish I will one day drive this car. And I thought, something, you know, it doesn't have to be a fully grown, mature Christian that God uses to speak to you. You know, it could be anybody God can speak to. Though. And when you think, and he said, one day, Joel, I wish to drive this car. And I thought, right, that's... People have those wishes, one day I'll be there, one day I'll be doing this, one day. Let me remind you one thing today. One day when you thought of where you should be, you are already here today. One day I needed to be there, God has placed you in the place where you wanted to be one day, and you are here. And I just want to remind, one day maybe, yes, when Millie was in that on that deathbed, she'll be thinking, one day my God will heal me. And that day has come in her life. Uncle Richard thought the same. And some of us, every one of us, you know what? Yes, I'm still praying as well. One day I'll be able to move my left arm completely and bowling because I'm not straight yet. But I know that one day comes. Why I'm saying this is, we have already been in a place where we wanted to be a few years ago, wishing for and desiring for. And God has already brought you to that place. We need to be praising God for the day, that one day, that thing that God has already made us to achieve so far and being faithful. God is faithful in making those things happen in our lives. So we are already there, that one day achieving in our lives. And also the same thing, we'll be talking about one day I want to be in that presence of God, praying in Holy Spirit. I want to do so much more than what I am doing. Today, I'm talking about praying in spirit. I have been running a series on the full armor of God, put on the full armor of God. And the series wouldn't be complete without preaching on this verse, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Though you put all foot on the full armor of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying in spirit. It is much more needed for us to be prayed in spirit. And what we are looking at and what we are doing here in terms of praying. Praying is breath of our life. Prayer is breath of our life. We just can't take it away. God has given, when you look at in Zechariah, it says, you know what, I have given you the spirit of grace and supplication. And when we are looking at it, when John Piper puts it in this way, prayer is your breath. You exhale the supplication and you inhale the grace of God. That's where the spirit of grace and supplication is given. When you are putting out your prayers, Lord, in this situation, I am exhaling my prayers and I am inhaling the grace of God. Yes, we do have that. We pray. But again, what we are talking about is praying in spirit. God has given his spirit each and every one in this year. Yes, without that, without the spirit of God, nobody would be able to declare and profess Jesus is the Lord, the word of God says. So we, knowing that, we are declaring Jesus is the Lord and we have been given the Holy Spirit. And now, praying in spirit, I've just been a good revelation that God has given me through these few days and few weeks. I really, when I wanted to bring this word, praying in spirit, though I have been experiencing, I wanted to experience a new level of praying in spirit. I wanted to even get intimate to know praying in spirit. You know what? When you ask in my name, God will grant. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, he will grant it. And I am saying today, standing here, God granted my desire to be praying in spirit at a new level. And you think, you know, one of the greatest things or obstacle is the disobedience in prayer. Or when you can quench the Holy Spirit is being disobedient. What happened? I was sleeping. I went to bed very late and I was sleeping in a deep sleep. And I woke up suddenly. It is not that I really wake up in the morning. My wife knows better than me. And she has to kind of put on 3 alarms before I wake up. I don't put on the alarm because she's my alarm anyway. So she wakes me up and that's why I'm being very early nowadays because she's doing her job very well. By the way, yes, and I don't wake up until my wife wakes me up actually. And this morning I woke up And even if I wake up early morning, when my wife makes me up, it takes me about 10 minutes to get out of the bed. That day, when I woke up from the sleep, I was as bright as I could be. And I think I don't remember that I could have been any brighter in the past days. And sat up, and I went straight downstairs. And my wife said, "Why are you going? This is Saturday. You're not going to work." And I didn't wake up yet. Sleep. And I said, "Okay, let me go." This is very uncommon that happened there, that discussion. But I went downstairs. And then I thought, okay, let me go down. I need to pray, and I'll come back very soon. And I was praying. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me so immensely. And you feel the intensity, and you feel the closeness of God. You know what? Wow, this is what people have been talking about. And by the time I stood up from my knees, it was 58 minutes, which I didn't even realize. And even for the kind of time that I've been praying in tongues, praying in spirit. Why I'm saying this? If I preach something which I haven't experienced, it wouldn't come from my heart. I can give you the knowledge, but I can't give you the experience of it. But this is what I'm saying. When I'm telling you this today, when I'm asking you of praying in spirit, I am not preaching on here with the knowledge that I have read from the Bible, but the experience that has God given me on that Saturday morning. And the spirit was so immense. You know what you feel? Yes, Lord, I know. When you say that, as we have been singing the song, "I surrender. Whatever you ask of me," I could have been in the bed sleeping, and I could have quenched the Holy Spirit that time, saying, "You know what? Yes, I want to sleep," and being disobedient. But as I'm saying now, your spirit is in here, and the prayer is breath of your life. You know what? When God lifts up your spirit, when you have God that unction of, you know what? Yes, this is the time. We will see amazing things that happening. Just being obedient, that because God always wants that communion with us. Why it is prayer? Why are we doing this? This is the main thing, that why we are doing this. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed. And Jesus commanded us to pray. Both things. And when we look at... as I was saying to Auntie Claudette as well, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And he was praying when heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him. After the baptism, Jesus prayed. And some translations and some gospels say, when he came out, or when he was walking out. And I'm thinking, he wouldn't be probably walking out quietly. But Luke mentions in there saying, Luke specifically says in chapter 3, when he was praying, heaven was opened. And when God asks us, when his disciples ask Jesus, how do we pray? Jesus says, "Our Father who art in heaven." When Jesus was praying, he realized and he recognized, as much as he asked us to do so, the way we pray, our God is immense. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. When you raise the praises, when you raise that prayers up to God, the heaven opens. And even now when we pray with that spirit, when God gives you, "Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." When we are praying that, God opens that heaven and sends his spirit unto us to pray for. And as we see, the spirit descended. It's not something it happened without any. There was a sight of that spirit of God coming down. It came that people could see. It was in the form of a dove or shape of a dove. They could see it literally what happened. That the spirit of God came upon Jesus. Praying, praying, praying. Then we'll ask, okay, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me look at into those in detail as we go through this. And a voice came. Yes, we know this verse. Jesus prayed. And I would like to look at some next verse as well. When it says, Jesus also prayed. When it wanted to commend these apostles or appoint these apostles, when we say, in that area, it was Luke chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. We look at the things very easily and ask, Lord, you know what? Jesus healed and made those miracles happen. But for me, when I was reading this and preparing, what it realized was, yes, we don't need to pray those long prayers when they are asking, Jesus, how did he pray? He spoke to people. He spoke in authority and he spoke in declaration that people may be healed. But how did that authority come from? Where did that come from? Yes, we look into the next verses. But he went out and he prayed all night. And then I decided, probably in a couple of months, we'll have all-night prayer on Friday here. Everybody's up for it? Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Friday night, Pastor, everybody raise their hands now. Say, yes. Amen to that. That's where we are going. Yes, all day night, all-night prayer, Friday evening. Yes, we'll be looking at. Jesus prayed all night. He knew how important it was to commission those apostles to get the work done. He prayed all night. And then when we look at the next one, the amazing prayer, one of the favorite chapters in the Bible, John chapter 17. He prayed for himself. Lord, may Father, you be glorified. May your Son be glorified so that I can glorify you. We are talking about Father being glorified. And then he prayed for his disciples as well. Thank you that you have given me, that you will now keep them and protect them. And also he prayed for all of us today. Then that's what Jesus did on that day, he prayed. And when we are talking about when you are praying and when Jesus has prayed, one thing I came to realize, when Jesus spoke those short prayers on people's lives, which manifested miracles, was the relationship that he had with his Father. Prayer reflects the relationship that we have with God. Prayer is the index to the relationship that we have in spirit. Yes, prayer, you can look at it and we pray. We pray. But praying in spirit has power. The power comes, the prayerful, powerful prayer comes when the spirit in us works through it. As that reflects, as our praying in spirit is reflected by the work that is happening, the spirit works in our own lives. We may pray long prayers. We may pray fancy prayers. We may say the prayers, the words that can be used, that no one can sometimes understand. But when as the Spirit of God works within you, then you know when you pray the powerful prayer that comes through your spirit. Because it is not you who is praying, but the Spirit of God who is within you interceding and going through what you are and seeing what you are asking for. I know I'm aware of time. I'll be finishing it very quickly. I thought I would be preaching here for at least an hour today because I was there for 58 minutes on my knees, so that I should bring here everything. But you know what? Okay, I'll be just finishing it very quickly. No, I don't preach an hour sermons. I preach shorter sermons usually. And here, when we are looking at the relationship that Jesus is talking about, John chapter 14. Don't you believe that I am in the Father? When he was praying, this is what the relationship is. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father. living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and Father is in me. Or at least believe on evidences of works themselves. Can I ask you that now? Let's not pray. Please, again, I have to repeat this. Listen what I am saying. Hear what I am saying. Do not hear what I am not saying. We have to pray. We have to pray this. But as it is, when we are saying, we are not praying for miracles, but when we pray for something bigger, miracles will happen. Miracles will happen because of the relationship that we have in spirit with God. I've got something exciting thing to tell you this afternoon. And I'll skip my message, and then I'll actually go there to tell you something exciting. I find it exciting, so I thought you would find it exciting. But I've been praying in spirit. But these things, when God reveals you something and you think, wow, it's amazing. So I will go there in a minute. Josh, can we run through the slides quickly so I can, the next one. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater. These verses we know by heart, don't we? But when the Spirit kicks in and you know exactly what it is, they make much more sense to you. Because I'm going to the Father, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If I come to right, you know what? I'll have to be very nice to Auntie Grace, because we are going to their place on Wednesday for a Connect group. They had a lovely food on birthday, isn't it, Tony? So we are going again on Wednesday, Auntie Grace. If I have a message from my wife to Auntie Grace, I come and say, you know what, Auntie, I'm coming on behalf of my wife, Ravali. She sent me this message. What goes in Auntie's mind is Ravali and her picture, how she sees. That's actually, okay, Ravali, name. I came in Ravali's name, so yes, that's what it happens. And she probably gets the beautiful face of my wife. She's beautiful, by the way. She's not here, actually. I'm making sure that I get a good lunch there. In my name, when we call on behalf of people, you just have some sort of picture that comes in, or name, as the name it is. Here, something that happened. It is not just the name Jesus. Not just the name Christ. But when we are asking, in anything in Jesus' name, we are also asking in his completed work that Jesus has done. What Jesus has actually achieved on that cross, in that name we are asking, Father. In what Jesus has paid for all of us on that cross, in that name I'm asking. The reason why it happens is, if we look at the next verse, it talks about dear friends, why do we need to pray in spirit? By building yourselves in your most holy faith and praying in Holy Spirit. We should be praying in Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of God, Jesus Christ, to bring you to eternal life. This is what we are praying in spirit for. That when we are praying in spirit, we are not actually praying for those miracles to happen. Those things we are in need, God knows them, God does them anyway. But what we are asking is to have that intimacy, that love in us, that God's love may, that we can keep yourself in God's love. Lord, I want to be rooted in your love. When I know that, when I am rooted in God's love, that I am going to be with you for eternity. That's when we are praying in Holy Spirit. That's what we are actually praying for. When we pray those prayers of asking for God's love in us, whenever Jesus prayed, my Father, whenever, probably we are just looking at, you know what? Lord, I am in you and you are in me. Father, thank you that you are in me. I am in you. So whatever he did in the authority of Father. This is why, for eternity, for God's love to be in us forever, we will be praying in the Spirit. Coming back to asking in the name of Jesus when we are praying in Spirit. For Christ did not enter into a holy place made with human hands, which was only a copy of true one in heaven. This is in Hebrew 9, so we look at it, this temple of God, where you have, and you enter into the courts, and then the holy court, and then you go into holy of the holies. And this is the place. Priest gets into this place once in a year with the blood of an animal to put the supplication to the Father and also for the remission of sins. Now, Jesus did not enter into what human built. It's not the temple that were not what Jesus entered. I just want you to kind of look into and pay attention in here what God has kind of been asking me to kind of share, especially praying in Spirit here. But Jesus entered, tore that veil and entered into that holies of holy. When he entered, which is a true copy of what's in heaven, he entered into heaven itself to appear now before God on our behalf. When the priest, high priest, went into the temple and the holy of the holies, they went into the blood. And Jesus entered into that place of holies, by his own blood. By his own blood. And now, he himself is appearing. It's not just, it clearly says, not with the handmade temple, not with the human place that Jesus has entered into, but Jesus has entered into the heavenly places, the holy of the holies. And what happened with his blood is this: when we are asking in his name, we are fallible. And we know the verse when he says, you know what, our spirit groans. We don't have the words to say what actually we wanted to say. Sometimes we just kind of, okay, we just want to be there. Lord, I know, I don't know. I don't have enough words to pray anymore. But still in that state, your spirit groans. Your spirit, which is in line with the Holy Spirit, still speaking. And what your prayers are given, those grace and supplication as we are talking about, when you pray Jesus' name, that means the complete and finished work of Jesus, who is in the place, holy of holies, will intercede with us, will intercede for us to the Father God. No matter how fallible, no matter how your prayers are, which I'd be thinking, you know what? Praying in spirit is not how long, how much, or how deeply what you do. It's about admitting, Lord, I am fallible. Lord, I am weak. Lord, I can't do anymore. But I surrender. With these, when your spirit is really encouraging you to do, these words are going through the blood of Jesus in Holy of Holies. And his spirit, through the Jesus spirit, that goes into Father God. That is why when you ask in my name, it is not just the name, but actually the finished work that has happened on the cross by his blood. And then our prayers, whatever we ask in Jesus' name, whatever we ask in the completed work of Jesus, they will be granted to you. That's when we look at it and say, you know what? My spirit is praying. My spirit is active. My spirit, though I am weak, Lord, I admit I can't. But again, as Jesus says, if you are in me and I am in you. And one thing, more than that, what I read is, if we are not in him, I like as much as to say, you know what? If you are in me and I am in you, I shall give you what you ask. But the next one thing says, without me, you can do nothing. We are nothing. We can't do anything. You can't even breathe that what we are breathing without him. Because he is in us, we are able to do what we are doing. And it is what we are doing. It's the Spirit of God which makes us. We can't do anything without him. So this prayer that we are earning to pray, the prayer we are urging in our spirits, Lord, I can't do it anymore. I feel I am at the bottom rock right now. My situations are not going anything. Lord, nothing has been changing. We might be thinking, no, my God is not answering my prayers. No, let's put aside those prayers where we are doing physically because we have to do. But let actually come into the presence of God saying, I am weak. I can't do this. I wouldn't be able to even pray in your image. But you know, Lord, what I can do is actually come onto my knees. I'm just coming there into your presence. Lord, I know the finished work of Jesus up there. He can carry me through and all my prayers can go into the Holy of Holies. Because it's not what I'm asking for, the miracles. It's not what I'm asking for is what I needed. But what I needed is to be in your presence, the love of God. And then for eternity, I'll be there. And this is where we are looking at the finished work of Jesus Christ up there. That is what we are talking when we are praying in Jesus' name. I've got last thing that I have to share and I'll finish it here. You know what? Even though when we do not know what we are praying, even our heart doesn't see and we are just groaning, he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, the one you have in you. He knows the mind of the Spirit you have. Because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so that we hear happens in Jesus' name. That's what we'll be declaring. Praying in Spirit as Holy Spirit encourages us. Please, let me ask you and beg you, do not quench the Holy Spirit. When he's asking you to pray, yes, get onto the knees and say, Lord, here am I. I surrender. Yes, you are asking me to pray because the Spirit and the Jesus there is actually willing and interceding for you always. Let's be obedient to what God asks us. That's the only place where we probably could quench the Spirit. But now, yes, let's pray in Spirit and say, you know what, Jesus, thank you for that finished work. I can come boldly, as the word of God says, and assuredly I can come and say, I agree, I have my wrongdoings. I agree, I'm weak. I agree, I'm fallible. I agree, everything that's happened in my life. But you know what? I am covered by the blood of Jesus. When your prayers go through, it is not because of how good, how lovely, how long, how beautiful words. It is through the blood of Jesus, who is in that Holy of Holies and interceding for us on behalf of us. That's where we pray in Spirit. Why don't we just stand up and pray as God leads us? You know what? God wants us to pray in Spirit, and he wants to give his Holy Spirit and also the grace gifts, and he wants to fill us. He wants to pour out the Spirit, overflowing. It's not just kind of keeping it in, but also overflowing. Can I ask you to open up your mouth and say, you know what, Lord? Yes, this has been. But now, thank you, Jesus, for that finished work. Thank you, Jesus. You have entered into that Holy of Holies because Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for entering into that place and interceding for me. Holy Spirit, thank you for interceding for me according to the will of God. Jesus, we thank you. We can't live without breath. As a Christian, we can't survive without prayer. As the Word of God says in Ephesians 6:18, pray. Pray in spirit always. It doesn't have to be a certain time, certain period. Always pray in spirit. Pray in spirit always. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. You are willing to pour out your spirit, and you have already done that, Lord. Lord, we want another Pentecost in this New Life Pentecostal Church today. Let your Holy Spirit pour out upon us, Lord. Lord, encourage our spirits, Lord. Lift up our spirits, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you have put your spirit in us. Lord, let we be active. Lord, we need to pray in power, not in words, Lord Jesus. We need that power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you receive power. And that's the power we are asking for, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lord, we are crying out. Jabez, though his name is Pain, though he is called Pain, his mother named him Pain. But when he knew the God of Israel, he cried unto the God. And he said, he cried unto the God of Israel, you will bless me indeed. Because he knew the boldness that he had, the assurance he had. Let's go with that boldness and assurance of because of the work of Jesus Christ on that cross and to say, Lord, indeed you will bless me today. Lord, extend my territory. I am feeling tired. I am bound up. I can't release myself anymore. Yes, I can't take off anything from my diary. I can't take anything off my life. But what I can ask is, extend my territory, Lord. Lift that ceiling high above so that I can have more of you, Jesus. Extend my territory. Lord, extend my territory. You will indeed bless me. Extend my territory. Let your hand be upon me. And keep me that I may cause no more pain in Jesus' name. You know what happened? God granted his request. How amazing that God grants our request. Lord, we come to you. Hear to our groaning. Here in our spirits, Lord, what have we got? We may not be able to speak out. We may not be able to say what we want to say. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, help. We can rely on you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.